Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station. This is Chai FM. Today is Wednesday and the time is, what is time now? 6:10, believe
and
it or
counting,
not.
Almost and counting,
almost 11. Almost 11 minutes. Yeah, almost. Yeah, all right, 11. Today is the 7th day of November and the year is 2018. Today is Wednesday. Do you know it's a Wednesday? How do you know it's a Wednesday? It's a porn stars, yeah, because of the porn stars. So basically, yeah, I don't know why. I can't hear the music so loud. Is the music all right? All right. All right, let's do it like this. So, yeah. So my name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn stars. Today we are really on a skeleton stuff, but I still want you to, how do you say, to be happy with our porn stars. So what do we have first of all? First of all, I want to introduce the fifth porn star. Please say hello and warm welcome to Sasha Star.
Yay! Yay!
If you're a skeleton star, can I be the skull?
The skeleton?
Can I be the skull?
The skull of the skull? Yeah, sure.
The female.
She is the only feminist power today.
Yes.
That is the Jewish day today. So, read it.
Yeah. Yeah. Kaftet Mar Kislav, or 29. Mar Cheshvan.
Mar
Cheshvan.
Mar Kislev, is that?
Mar Cheshvan. I'm jumping. I'm already thinking about December, Hanukkah, and all of this.
Let me introduce him. It's from the deeps of Hyde Park. He come to us, the gentle giant, also known, he's also our coin and tick and memorabilia expert. His name is Eitan Nadler.
Good evening everyone.
From 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. He's also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please say hello to Liel Ribon.
Hello.
Now, Peter Feldman is not with us. He is normally our movie critic. So today, we'll say hello again to our movie critic, Liel Ribon. We also have with us...
All your personalities.
What movies? What?
You're going to have movies?
Yes.
Are we going to have movies today? What movies are we going to have today?
I can't tell you.
Can't you tell me?
I will have to kill you if I tell you.
That's fine.
No,
you know what? That's fine. If you're not going to kill me, my wife will kill me. Otherwise, old age will kill me. Something has to kill me. So I'm not really worried. Anyway, today we're going to have a very, very, very full program. Let me tell you another thing. We've got people here that are actually filming us. Ooh. Believe it or not, it is amazing. Yeah. So you guys can actually follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on, as Roy Peretz. You can also follow us on YouTube as Roy Peretz. You can also follow us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9 Chai FM. What I want to say, I don't say too much. I just want to say that today we're going to have quite a full program with a star report, with the movies, and a lot of jokes. We've got a lot of jokes, actually nice jokes. And many women says they get a little bit annoyed for my jokes. I'm happy. It makes me very happy. So get on, guys. Let's start the program. So where do we go? Please don't forget to like us on Porn Stars on 101.9 and watch our videos on Instagram and on YouTube. You can also SMS. I want you to SMS us. Participate a little bit. Send us some nice jokes to 061-895-1019. SMS will cost you $1.50. I'll pay you back. Don't stress. 34519. $1.50. If you're listening from all over the world, I know there's a lot of people listening for us to us from outside South Africa. I'm getting mail from USA, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, and Israel. So basically, wherever the South Africans...
Don't forget the Asian one. You get quite a few from there.
You know what? From Hong Kong I got the other day. Yeah. So you're right, from Hong Kong too.
Hong Kong, Malaysia, you got few.
Yeah, so thank you and keep it up because it really makes you feel good to know that some people outside the country listening to you. I know they're listening not the same time. I know they're not listening live, but they are listening. And you know what? This is what's all about, that people listen to the rubbish you're saying. But anyway... So if you want to, you know, can just connect with the internet.
You know, right, that we had a customer last week, I think on Friday, that he, until recently, until 2-3 months ago, he used to work in Iraq doing security.
Yeah.
And he said he used to listen to us.
In Iraq?
Every Wednesday. He said, you guys on Wednesday on Chai FM on 101.
This is great.
In Iraq.
Internet is everywhere.
In Iraq. You know what they say in Iraq? In Iraq, in Iraq, they don't have like tuxedo. They were pajamas. Yeah. I don't know. There was an old joke about always the, yeah, they wore pajamas. Anyway, Israelis will understand this joke.
And drink tea.
Chai. The chai with the cubes of sugar.
This is the national dress, the pajama.
The pajama is, you know. Yeah.
Remember a short story about his husband and wife?
Yeah.
You know, suddenly the head of the mosque sees him. He's walking, but his wife walking in front of him. He's calling Ahmed. What is that? You know our religion. You go first, whatever. Even in Muhammad days. So listen, in Muhammad days, there were no mines.
Good one. So anyway, so today we're going to listen to Eliel's talking about movies. Eitan's going to tell us some facts about the past. And we're going to have the Star Report. So we're going to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Star Report. Celebrities.
Yes.
Are we going to celebrities?
Who's had a good week and who's had a bad week?
Oh, right. Who's going to have a bad week? Well, I want to listen to that one. Anyway, tomorrow at 9 o'clock, don't forget to listen to us at Roy and Friends. We're going to really talk a sense tomorrow. Today, no. Tomorrow, no. You know what? I always like jokes because joking is a part of life. Jokes is a part of life. And Moshe can explain to you how good is jokes. I mean, can you live a day without jokes?
A day without laughing is like a lost day.
Exactly. That's you know who said that?
But you know that Moshe took it one step too far, and he is a joke. So,
but you know who said that was Charlie Chaplin. Charlie Chaplin said, "A day without a joke is a day not worth living." And this is a correct.
A day without laughing, it's a waste.
So you know what? I went to a hotel the other day. I was in a hotel, and you know the guy knocks on your door and says, "Mr. Peretz, can I turn your bed now?" I said, "Why is it too loud?" The guy didn't understand what I'm saying. He was still looking confused, walking down the alley, and says, "Oh, right, who is this guy?" Yeah,
I thought your wife is listening. Stop giving up details.
It wasn't me. So anyway, you know, I actually want to talk to the sense of my listeners today. And I want you to believe that in the morning when you wake up, you tell yourself, I'm going to have the best day today. I'm going to have so much fun. You have to imagine that you are going to achieve all the goals you set yourself to achieve today. So don't like, you know, I want you just to really, really get into what I'm saying. Close your eyes, relax, breathe deeply, and say, always, really, really, and always, find a laughter that will make an average day feels like a million rands day. Find a laughter in and around you every day of your life. It should start in the morning. You mustn't wait at the porn stars to make you happy. You can do it earlier. You know, you can do it from the morning. I mean, humor is all around you. We get caught up with our thought process till we forget about, how can I say? Well, we forget about the funny stuff. And, you know, we just left the fun stuff to go out of our lives and let life pass by. Now, let me ask you something. I know you knew I'm going to get into it. So how many married people listen to us right now? How many? You know, there's... You're listening to me? I'm happy you're listening to me.
Statistically, quite a lot.
Statistically, quite a bit. I mean, I don't think non-married people will listen to me.
Well, I think they're waiting the whole week just to listen to us, telling them something about the truth.
I bet they're leaving, yeah.
Roy, when the man is laughing from your jokes, they're not going to stay married for long. So.
So how many married listening to us? Just think about it. There must be humor here. I mean, there must be humor. I mean, really, there's a lot of humor there. So I always say that sense of humor is essential. The number one thing it's essential. It's actually the number one thing to keep the marriage going, whether you like it or not. It's the number one thing. Now, how do you keep? I mean, must be fun. You have to have a sense of humor to keep two strangers together. I mean, don't you have to have a sense of humor? But it depends. Like, if you read, like Sasha, if you read the You magazine or the Cosmopolitan for that matter, you don't. Do you read? Oprah. Hanut? Who do you read?
No, I don't read magazines.
If you read one of those. So, you know what they say about keeping your marriage? They say, if you want to learn how to keep good relations in marriage, you have to understand each other.
We talked about it already.
Really?
Even God gave up and gave a bridge.
Oh, really? You really need to understand each other. Let me tell you something that I learned. You know, you'll never be able to understand your partner. Actually, the only thing you need to understand while getting married, well, being married, is you'll never understand your wife. Never. It's impossible. Let me illustrate it.
Huh? I think the same is true for your husband.
No.
He doesn't make any sense either.
If you listen to the end, you'll pick up my whole point.
We are very simple units. So, we're not complicated.
I've been married to my wife for 33 happy years. Yeah, I think she's listening. I've been married to my wife for 33 years. So I still don't understand, to this day, why do I have to get into trouble for dreams she has? Well, I'm sure it happened to you before, Moshe. I mean, I'm sure it did.
That was a say, a good wife. Yeah. She knows how to forgive you when she is wrong.
So, I'm sure, guys, you know what I'm talking about. You wake up in the morning and say, good morning, my darling. Don't you good morning me. I mean, I'm sure you get that one. So you say, what happened? Well, I had a dream that you had an affair with another woman. And really, guys, and let me tell you something, guys. Your response should never be, really? What she looks like? Was she blonde, brunette? Did she build well? Did she have a good, you know what?
It will build you a nice shade around your eye.
No. Yeah. So when your wife really turns into the knife, into the kitchen knife, you shouldn't say, no, I just wanted to know if we had the same dream about the same woman. Do me a favor. Or you can tell your wife another thing. If you want to really get murdered at night, you can tell your wife, do me a favor, go to sleep and get the email address or maybe a telephone number.
Get me the contact detail, please.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, you can find humor everywhere. You know, I think about funny stuff while I drive, while I'm on my way to work, when I'm at work, when I'm looking at, when I'm here sitting right now at this studio. And you know, if you're married, you're going to argue. And there's arguments are usually funny. You know, I mean really funny. Because the man never knows what is going on, really. I mean, he really doesn't know what's going on. And you know, and I had an argument. I'll give you an example. I had an argument with my wife about a month ago. A friend called me in the middle of the argument. I told him, I can't talk to him because I'm in the middle of argument. He asked me, what about? What are you about? What am I arguing with my wife? I said, I don't know. She didn't tell me yet. I mean, think about that.
You missed Armstrong's Unplugged.
Where did this one come from? For me? All right. Yeah, I make a lot of mistakes.
Wild mouse.
Yeah, lately I make a lot of mistakes. So anyway. So, I had, like I said, so she never tells me about it. And they never do. They never tell you about, they never really tell you about, what's happening and what is the
subject.
Yeah, what is the subject? Let me give you an example. So, I'm sitting in a car waiting for my wife. She comes in all dressed up. She looks all pretty, you know, with the makeup and whatever, nice dress. And you know what? You tell her, how lovely she looks. You know, you just tell her, you look so nice. And she says, So what do you mean? I said, is it a problem? She says, no. No problem. I said, is anything, something wrong? She says, no, nothing. Just keep going. There's a green light. Just keep going. Okay. So you ask again, are you sure? She said, just go. About 20 seconds later, she says, you really don't care, don't you? I mean, you know how it works, huh? You really don't care. Where does this come from? Of course I care. That's why I asked you, what's wrong? Then you said, nothing. Then she says something which is totally, and I'm sure Sasha will think it's logical, but I think it's totally illogical. If you don't know, I will not going to tell you. I mean, what the hell is that? If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, if you're not going to tell me, I would never know. My name is Roy, not the amazing Roy, you know.
I'm sure she agrees.
Hey?
I'm sure she agrees.
I'm not the amazing Roy.
Yeah.
Listen, Sasha, you're here to support me, not to go against me. This is a...
Promise you, every married man went through this kind of sentence.
I'm going to seal this sentence
with... I'm hearing you bash my gender for the last 25 minutes.
All right, hold on a second. No, nothing to do with your gender. I love girls. It's women that I don't like so much. So, listen, this is something very special for you guys. I want you to enjoy that.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
This guy comes to the ear, nose, and throat specialist. He's taking his hand out of his pocket and placing it on the table. His hand is broken. Blood all over, shattered. He doesn't know the throat specialist says to him, listen, it's not my place. You can go to the orthopedic surgeon next door. I mean, go next door. He says, no, hold on. Every Wednesday, we drink whiskey. He says, oh, drinking. Go three doors down the road. There's an AA meeting. They go there. Hold on a second. I come to the ENT. I know what. Anyway, we play cards. Cards. It's another addiction. You must go down. He says, doctor, just relax. Every time we play cards, at the end of the card game, we sit. We all put our hands down on the table. So the host comes with a frying pan. And he says, whoop, and he hits our hands. We're supposed to, as we hear the hop, we're supposed to move our hands. He says, then what? He says, I don't hear the hop.
No, when you're depressed, yeah. Roy, what do you call it when you have thoughts about killing yourself?
Marriage.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
So this is going to be the movie reviews, but not with Peter Feldman. It's going to be with Leo Rimon. So go for it, Leo.
I ask you to change
the what?
To make a new thingy for me. To make a
when
new
he will donut. Come back, movie we will do a competition.
With Leo Rimon.
Oh, you see?
So what do we have, Leo?
Okay, so this week we have five new movies that will premiere on Friday, and we will mention three of them for you. And, of course, are we going to ask them a question, Roy?
Yeah, definitely. So don't forget, guys, just listen carefully. 061-895-1019. The SMS number 34519. And you're going to get we've got two double tickets to give away. And please don't forget, the time is now 6:30. Please, till 7 o'clock, try to get this.
Okay,
only
so
two winners.
The tickets are for the...
For the question you're going to ask now.
Yeah, but the for which cinemas?
For the new Metro cinemas. They're not going to be for the new movies. And they're going to be. They can be for the VIP. They can be for
2D and 3D.
2D and 3D, but not the 4D.
Not the 4D, and not the latest releases. The ones
but
that
it's
we mentioned today.
The one we spoke about last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the one that we
definitely.
Mentioned today, you can't go and watch. You cannot make a reservation through the internet or the phone, guys. You just get a code. You go to the cinema. You give them the code, and they will give you the.
You can actually punch it in. I tried it this week.
Yeah,
just
it's
got,
very nice.
Come, you punch it in, and
easy. And they print you tickets.
They print you tickets. All you have to
so
buy
the
is popcorn.
First, sure. The first movie is called Bedtimes at the El Paso Royale.
Oh,
right. This movie is about seven strangers, each one with a secret. Meet at the El Paso Royale, an old hotel with a dark past. Over the course of one night...
The way you read it, it looks like a Dracula movie. Is that a Dracula movie?
Maybe. I don't know. I never saw it.
It's a bit of a horror.
Is it a horror?
It's a bit of a horror.
I think he's still stuck in Halloween.
It's have like Quentin Tarantino vibe. Yes. Oh, all these different characters that are...
It's odd.
Yeah. But it looked like a very nice movie. So over the course of one night, everyone will have one last chance on redemption.
Oh.
Before everything goes to hell. Ooh. So this dark thriller stars Jeff Bridges.
All right, I like him.
Dakota Johnson. You like her?
Don't know her.
50 Shades of Grey.
I never seen it.
Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's
Believe
daughter.
It or not.
I also didn't see it, but she don't wear clothes there, so you must see it.
All right, I have to see it.
She's a great actor. She told me. I must watch all her movies.
At night.
Dakota Johnson, John Hamm. Great actor I love very much. And Chris Hemsworth also there. So that's a nice free to whoever want to watch. The second movie, it's a well-expected movie. It's called The Girl in the Spider Web. And it's based on the novel by the same name, written by David Lagercrantz.
Oh, yeah. All right.
He is, I think, Norwegian, and I tell you about it just now.
But it's important because it's part of very famous series.
Yeah, but
what is the series?
Everything I will tell you if Sasha will not.
Sorry.
Okay, we'll wait for your star report. Claire Foy, we mentioned her last week.
Yeah.
She is playing Elizabeth Slender. And if this name sounds familiar, I will tell you just now where is it familiar from. Elizabeth Slender is a hacker who is hired by an ex-NSA agent to steal firewall. A computer program that can access codes for nuclear weapons worldwide, and from there everything that can go wrong, go wrong. So this is a take on Stig Larsson. His name is Stig Larsson, right?
Stig. And
Stig Larsson is a Norwegian author, and he wrote the character of Elizabeth Slender from the famous book and the movie The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Am I right, Sash?
Am I allowed to talk now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're allowed to tell it.
But I think what's so interesting is that Stig Larsson died after writing three books, and the fourth book was near completion, but it wasn't ready.
Do you know who killed
him? This author took
That's in the next book.
That his wife is writing.
So it's very, very interesting. So his countryman David Lankrat took his characters and made a new series, and it's He catch the spirit of Stig Larsson, and people really, really into it. And they made a movie on one of his books, so it's really great. The third one is a drama. Moshe, you ready? It's called Life Itself.
Life Itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sounds very, very interesting. It's a couple leads a multi-generational love story spanning decades and continents from the streets of New York to the Spanish country. Side.
Ooh, baby.
All connected by a single event. Starring great, great actors, Oscar Isaacs, Olivia Wilde, Mandy Patinkin, Annette Bening is there, and even Antonio.
She must be 100.
She's not 100. She's younger than Moshe, yeah. About
younger than Moshe's
about
Jesus.
About 1,500. Yeah. and Antonio Banderas.
Oh, Antonico. Antonio
Banderas. Yes, he's back. And that's the three movies that we can watch this week. I just want to mention the other two movies are the horror sci-fi movie Overlord and the animation flick for the kids, Two Tales. These are the five movies that are opening today. I want to ask about the first movie that we mentioned. It's called Bedtimes in El Paso Royal. Give us a name of one of the actors or actresses that act in this movie, and that will get you a double ticket.
It's worth like $200.
It doesn't matter. It's a nice. Go out of the house, guys.
0618951019. If your wife says you're stingy, buy the ticket like that. It's easier. So come on. 0618951019. You can also SMS us 34519. Let me tell you, somebody says I'm 33. Not married, must be happy guy.
Yeah, man. Still.
Yes, must be happy. I'm 33, not married, not Jewish, and listen to you every Wednesday. Thank you, my brother. Yeah. You must say your name, so next time we're going to really promote you, and you're going to get married, you're going to suffer like me. All right, 0618951019. The question is,
the movie... What was the movie
Good
name?
Good Times at the El Royale.
What times?
At the El Paso.
No, yes. It's not El Paso.
Paso. Bedtimes at the El Paso Royal.
El Paso Royal.
And give us one of the actors or actresses that play in this movie, and you get your double ticket.
Just go to Google, guys. 34519.
Listen to me.
Listen to me. I'm going to put something really nice. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. This is Amy Winehouse. You remember Amy Winehouse? I mean, I love this girl. So that's for you guys. Enjoy.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
This alcoholic guy says, sometimes I drink water to surprise my liver.
Eitan.
So usually boys believe in what they see.
Yeah.
And the girls believe in what they hear.
Yeah.
And that's why boys lie and girls wear makeup.
There was a woman, she comes to the doctor with all the blows in her eyes and whatever. She says, every time my husband, every time he drinks, he hits me. And he says, listen, I've got a remedy for you. All you have to do is, when you see your husband come home, take a glass of water, put it in your mouth and gargle. Gargle like this. She says, okay, and that's going to help. This is going to help. Anyway, a month later, she comes back all beautiful. She says, oh, it's a miracle cure. She says, I told you, sometimes you have to shut up.
Okay, wait, can I tell you one?
Cash Bond Stars, Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. The Star Report with Sasha Star.
Thank you for waiting for us. Hopefully you enjoy Amy Winehouse. And this is Sashi. How are you?
Well, I'm preparing for Liel to interrupt me.
All right. So yeah, Liel will interrupt
I have
you.
First thing already. She have her own Sasha star and me doesn't nothing.
Guys, you're cutting my jokes time. So come on, man.
So it's been a good week for some people and a bad week for other people.
Let's talk with a bad week.
Yeah.
I love
so,
bad week.
So those having a bad week include Alec Baldwin.
Oh. What's wrong with him?
Okay. Oh. So last week, he was in New York and he was waiting for a parking spot. His friend was keeping a parking spot for him. And not sure if it's ever happened to you that another car pulls into a spot.
For sure.
That you've been eyeing.
Yeah.
Did you get out and start assaulting the man?
I'm not. I keep the fifth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Alec Baldwin did.
Oh, did he?
He started arguing and hitting, and the man got a blow in his face. Alec Baldwin was charged, as you can imagine. He, however, says on Twitter that I would not normally comment on something as egregiously misstated as today's story. However, the assertion that I punched anyone over a parking spot is false. I want to go on the record stating as much. I realize that it has become a sport to tag people with as many negative charges and defaming allegations as possible for the purposes of clickbait entertainment.
But let me just ask you something. I've seen a photo of him punching someone on the back of his on the boot of his car. Was the photo wrong?
Well, someone asked him. So if you weren't punching the guy over a parking spot, what were you punching him over?
Yeah, because really, anybody that knows Alec Baldwin will believe this story 100%.
I mean,
why is he like
he
upset guy?
He's a Michiganer, yeah.
He hasn't come off this clean because he has a talk show
No
one's ever watched
on
ABC. And as a result of this, they've now moved it from quite a fairly prime time slot of Sunday night to 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's like you have a morning show in the evening.
Yeah, it's like shooting you in the head. And that's
I love him to death. I think he's funny like heck. Yeah.
Okay, what more bad?
I'm gonna switch to good. Because I'm extremely excited about this story.
Is it?
Yes. Wow.
Oh, we like bad. Yeah, cockroach. Yeah,
fine. It's not bad. It's, yeah. Okay. You know what? I'll be generous.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the story first.
All right.
It's not necessarily bad, but it's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, baby.
They're going back to court.
Oh, court.
Over custody of their
16
children?
Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
So the 4th of December, they'll be there.
The Chinese one is mine. No, no.
No.
Okay, you take the black one.
Sorry. I mean, it's been...
You don't want to be interrupted.
...a tentative agreement so far.
Yeah.
In August, they sort of agreed, okay, you'll have the kids for a bit and I'll have the kids for a bit. But nothing was really...
So who's going to have the kids for Hanukkah?
Good question. This is what happens when you don't sign a prenup, huh? So they're heading back to court on the 4th of December.
And there was some rumors that Angie is very heartbroken and want Brad back.
Oh, does he?
I don't believe that.
Yeah. There was a big article last week.
Is it?
That, yeah. And she also told me, you know, while we were
in secrecy.
While we were busy.
You're not Brad!
Wow.
You'll never be Brad!
Yeah, so, I'm really sorry. Yeah,
I know. It broke my heart. But
did you write the story?
Sorry?
Did you write the story to kind of...
I invented the story. I didn't
know. I thought maybe you were so embarrassed that, like, you know, you were not... good enough for her in comparison to Brad Pitt that you thought
of. Oh, hold on a second. No, be careful what you're saying. What
I can, Roy Kahn. Roy Kahn. I can be one level after Brad Pitt. I don't have a problem.
Okay, well, I'm moving on from the pair of you. Yay.
All right.
I'm really excited about this story.
Wait, by the pair of us, you mean me and Angelina. Yeah. Keep on going.
100%. 100%. Yeah.
I grew up in the 90s. I had a Spice Girls poster on my wall.
Yeah.
I believe firmly in girl power. Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
And guess what?
Yeah, I heard they're coming
they're
back.
They're going on a reunion tour. Yeah.
Really?
I am so happy about this.
Really?
I only wish I was going.
Really?
So they have announced that
it's in England.
Scary Spice, Baby Spice, Ginger Spice,
and
Sporty Spice.
All right.
So Victoria Beckham.
What happened to Nando Sauce? Nando Spice. Yeah. Carry on.
Victoria.
All Spice.
Victoria
All spice.
Beckham. She said she's not going.
She's not.
Victoria Beckham.
She's very happy. She says that she won't be performing on stage with the girls, but being in the Spice Girls was a hugely important part of my life. And I wish them so much love and fun as they go back on tour next year.
Let's say like this, she's lying, but doesn't matter.
Big, it's a big disappointment because we all know that the Spice Girls were revolving about Victoria's voice, right, Sashi?
And the little Gucci dress. So this is what
no, those are the guys. They're like that.
This is what I think should happen because someone else is also really excited. That is Adele.
Who is Adele?
So what it... Who's Adele? What if Adele takes this bit her place?
Yeah.
What if Adele becomes like a temporary Spice Girl for 6 days?
Oh, I've got a joke.
Go on.
What computer sings?
I don't know.
Adele.
Okay, so I'm just saying that if anyone would like to send me to the UK next June and buy me a ticket to the Spice Girls, my 8-year-old self would really appreciate that. Okay, guys, movie news. You're going to be really happy with both of these, I think.
All right.
Number one is that Gladiator is finally getting a sequel.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, it's only been
like
18
years. Is it going to be live again?
No. So it's going to follow the story of Lucius.
Lucius.
Who was the son of Connie Nielsen's character and the nephew of the Emperor.
All right.
So, Ridley Scott back at the
Everyone home. Over there is related to the Emperor somehow.
Exactly.
Right? The Emperor was busy.
You remember Mel Brooks. It's good to be the king.
Any Breaking Bad fans?
Yeah. I'm the biggest one.
So you'd be very pleased to know they're making a movie.
I know.
Breaking Bad movie.
Yeah, that came out today. Two-hour movie. We don't know if it's going to be for theater or television,
Probably Netflix,
happening. And finally, someone who had a really great week, I think.
Yay, James Bond.
Well, do you want to guess who people has named as their sexiest man alive for 2018?
Oh, yeah, you don't say it in my name. It's not nice. I mean, I think it's going to be really...
Okay.
Siri came
entry.
Second, yeah. Who came first?
Who?
I know, I
Elba.
Can't... Yeah,
who?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
I don't know who he is, but
Idris Elba. Mandela Long Walk to Freedom.
Oh, that guy.
From The Wire.
The sexiest.
Yeah. No, a lot of people very happy with this. I can't say they're wrong. His mom is going to be very proud. And he called it quite an ego boost.
Is it?
So he's being very modest about it.
He's a very awesome guy and he deserves it.
Guys, we're going to not go to any song.
Why?
Because we've got a lot of jokes and I want to go for the jokes now.
Moshe
is jumping up and down. He wants to tell us a joke. Aren't you jumping up and down?
Yes.
He wants to tell us a joke?
I think there's something on his chair, that's why.
What do you have? Uh-huh. What do you have, Moshe? What?
No,
you don't have nothing. You don't have a joke. You don't have a joke. So let me tell you a joke. You want me to tell you a joke?
Please?
Oh, yes. Oh.
Make
so,
me laugh.
Yeah. Start the marathon.
So, okay, let me tell you
now
something.
Now Moshe have something.
So there was one Frenchman that loved his dog a lot. Really, I mean, he was crazy about his dog. So one day, he reads the newspaper, and that he says in Paris, that they take your dog for 1 week, and they're teaching to talk, but it costs 5,000 euros. Listen, guys, 5,000 euros. It's not a joke.
Isn't 5,000 euros you can is talk like, for your dog, with your dog.
Yeah, it's like what is it? Almost 100 grand. Oh, close to 100.
To talk to your dog.
Yeah. No.
Worth it.
No, it's worth it. All right. It doesn't matter anyway. So he's very busy. So he says to his son, which is like a youngster, he says to his son, here's 5,000 euros, take the dog to Paris and take him to the school and see. Anyway, the youngster gets to Paris. He's got 5,000 euros in his pocket. And, you know, he's like 20 years old, 5,000 euros and a dog. So the guy goes the whole night, basically blows the 5,000 euros. Blows the 5,000 euros,
drink.
Having fun, but you don't understand. He's just blowing it. 5,000 euros in the morning. He's dead calling. He doesn't answer. The next morning, he wakes up. He's scared his dad's not going to kill him. So he says, so his dad asking, how's the dog? Did you take the dog to school? He says, yeah, yeah. How is it? Hey, he says, but I'm having conversations with him. The dog is, really? Did you talk to him? He says, yeah, I talked to him. It's very nice. By the way, are you still sleeping with your secretary, dad? He says, who told you that? He says, the dog told me that. So he says, the dad says to him, listen, just clap the dog, leave him in Paris, and come back straight home.
Shame. Plane didn't go as...
No, it wasn't.
So you know this married couple lying in bed in the evening, and the man is turning to the wife and starting gently, you know, to move with his hand along her arms.
Oh, babe. You know, it's a kid's program.
No. Everything within the limits, I promise.
All right.
And then, you know, slowly on the side of her body, going down by the hips, and then he go to the other side of the body and the arm and this, and the wife getting excited, and then he stops and turn around. And she said, why did you stop? I said, don't worry, I found the remote.
Good one, Moshe.
Happened to me plenty of times.
Today I got close with my GPS. Why? I told them to go to hell.
Where did it take you?
To my mother-in-law's place.
you guys don't have young kids, but I want to remind you. Do you remember that first 2 years of a child's life, we're teaching them how to walk and how to talk, and then the next 16 years, we're telling him to sit down and shut up.
You know, the guy... Before he's sitting on you know, in his deathbed, he says, before I'm going to die, I have to confess in front of you. So he says to his wife, confess. I have to confess. And he says, no, she says to him, no, you mustn't.
Don't worry about it.
She must just keep quiet. I'm here. She said, no, I insist. I have to tell you. I'd rather die with a clean conscience. She says, okay. You know, I slept with your best friend. She says, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. No, but I slept as well with your sister. She says, no, I know. That's why I poisoned you.
So, you know, the son is asking his dad, please tell me about your first love. So his dad said, listen, I was 18. I walked into a pub and I saw this blonde over there by the bar, and immediately, boom, and Cupid came and shot the arrow. So the son, all excited, said, and what happened? Well, unfortunately, he missed and he hit your mom.
This woman asked her husband, my darling, she says, what do you like the most about me? My haunted body or my charming face? She says, your sense of humor.
So, you know, this woman telling the husband, you know, they need to go out, whatever. Baby, just give me a few minutes. I'm just finished to do the makeup. So he's saying, babe, don't worry. Everything is good. He said, oh. Such a wonderful what you said. He said, yeah, you need the plastic surgery.
in the same that's note, bad, you know, the woman bad. Is looking in the mirror and starting complaining to her husband. Look how fat I am. I can't say it. And I have wrinkles and I have cellulitis and my stomach is out. And give me a compliment. Tell me something good to feel good about myself. So you say, my dear, you have a great eyesight.
You know, a psychology professor gives a lecture to his students about losing temper. Now listen to this one. This one is quite nice. So losing a temper. And he says, and he ranks it in three levels. He says, And then he demonstrates. He says, let us call a random number. So the professor called a random number. He said, hello, can I talk to Mark? He says, this is probably a mistake. It's not Mark. Wrong anyway, number. The professor says, notice, in this point, the person on the other side is very calm and answers calmly. So he says, this is going to be stage B. I'm going to call the guys. I'm going to call the same guy again to see what happens. Hello, can we talk to Mark? That other guy says, sorry, sir, you probably do not dial. You didn't dial right. It's not Mark. Now he gets. So the professor explained, notice that a person on the other side is starting to give grades and advise. And he is calm, is not as calm as the first time. Step C, the professor says, hello, can we talk to Mark? Now the other side says, tell me, are you for real? For the third time, you've been calling here and looking for Mark. And for the third time, I said to you, I'm not Mark. It's not his number. And the professor explained, notice, here is the person on the other side, already really angry and nervous, and even reveling and attacking. Literally, of course. One of the students asks for permission to speak and says, Professor, is that also a fourth stage? So the professor says, I don't think so. So can we demonstrate? The professor says, yeah, sure, demonstrate. And the student calls back to the person and says, this is step four. Now listen, this is, hello, my name is Mark. Did somebody call me?
that's a nice one.
So you know Jack.
Jack?
Jack.
Jack the Ripper.
You know, we like Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
So Jack, wake up
in the
morning.
We like Boris.
Boris. Okay.
Yeah, okay, no, Jack.
Shame. Why are you talking about Boris?
No. Boris is dead.
So
yeah.
Jack, wake up after a very heavy night of drinking.
Yeah.
Feeling horrible. You know, the hangover, everything. Yeah. And he have a black eye. He can't remember what's happened. And he find a note next to him in the bed. And the wife said, my dear, go to the kitchen, I prepare for you your favorite breakfast, and I went shopping, and I will make for you your favorite food for dinner. I love you.
Yeah?
Well, Jack don't understand what the hell is going on suddenly, so, you know, like, going down to the kitchen, then he found his son, so he said, tell me, maybe do you know what happened last night? Said, well, you came home, you know, completely drunk, fall over the chairs, everything. So mom took you, dragged you to the bed, start to take off your clothes, and you shouted on her, no, don't touch me, I'm married.
Guys, I just want to say goodbye to you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us. The time is now 6:59.
Tomorrow?
And tomorrow at 9 o'clock, please don't forget to listen to us, Roy and Friends, at 9 o'clock. It's going to be crazy. And have a nice evening.
Be cool.